This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 6:07, 7 minutes after 6 o'clock at WCHL. Very warm this morning. It is 64 degrees right now. Partly sunny skies today. High today in the middle 80s. A little warmer than yesterday. Tonight partly cloudy with a low in the low 60s. Tomorrow mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. So close to 90 degrees. Wednesday night mostly clear with a low in the low 60s. And then on Thursday another warm day with a high once again in the upper 80s. Good warm weather on the way. And today is going to be really nice with a lot of sunshine. A community took pause to celebrate Memorial Day on Monday, but one tribute took a slightly different approach from the normal traditions. The Orange County Peace Coalition hosted the event called Veterans and Victims of War, Past, Present, and Future in Carborough Town Commons. Here's Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton. He read a proclamation during yesterday's ceremony.
It's a little bit of an unusual Memorial Day event, but we're hoping to speak to the memory of and remember all those who've suffered in wars in the past.
Jan Broughton of the Peace Coalition says it's an annual event going on for about 10 years now. She says it's not meant to take focus away from veterans, but rather to raise awareness for world peace.
It just is something that seems to bring the community together and also reminds us what it takes to keep our country free.
The ceremony featured poetry readings from community members in addition to vocal performances by the Raging Grannies.
There are many more people affected by war than just the veterans. We have to honor them as well as the civilians who have been killed in these wars.
Broughton says it was also a chance to remember the 30th anniversary, the end of the war in Vietnam.
In these times, we're so much more ambivalent about the wars, so it's difficult to be as positive in our thoughts, but we have to try to persuade others that we need to search for peace rather than war.
For more information on the Orange County Peace Coalition, you can view this story on our website at chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 6:09, 9 minutes after 6 o'clock. More news in just a moment.
Have you noticed ads recently from other jewelry stores trying to sound like Diamonds Direct? Promoting a huge selection of diamonds straight from the cutters, huge buying power, and designer engagement rings. Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, I suppose. But listen, it's not about the ads. It's about what happens in the store. And the truth is, nobody can compete with Diamonds Direct. The diamond selection is up to 20 times what you find elsewhere. And the diamonds are not on a computer screen. They're real, right in front of you, as many as you like, so you can buy smart. And while others promise to match prices, Diamonds Direct guarantees to beat anybody's price, not just here, but anywhere in America on a comparable diamond. And let me assure you, nobody can come close to Diamonds Direct in world connections, expert guidance, diamond education, product warranties, and customer guarantees. Yeah, the ads may be similar, but the experience is still worlds apart. Diamonds Direct Crabtree, North Carolina's direct diamond importer, on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming's.
I'm Kevin Cohan of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Eric White. Hey, Kev, what do you like most about living in Chapel Hill and working at Franklin Street Realty?
Well, Eric, for me, it's really about the people. Before real estate, I spent many years as the general partner of an investment firm interacting with a computer screen. Now, I really enjoy connecting with my clients and brainstorming with the great group of agents at Franklin Street Realty.
I agree. You know, I spent the first 20 years of my life in Chapel Hill, and the second 20 years spent mostly on Hilton Head Island running my marketing company, which specialized in real estate. I finally found my way back home. I love this town. So glad to be a Tar Heel again.
I know what you mean. I spent a few years overseas and in New York, but my heart never left the hill. It's great to know a place like the back of your hand, and it's really cool to be raising my family in the same great town where I grew up.
I hear you. You know, I feel like I am Chapel Hill.
And I am a true blue Tar Heel.
And we are Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
Really, why would you?
It's just as important as a good cup of coffee. Start your day with the only radio station that brings you local news about local people right here in our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, once again, here's Ron Stutz.
Good morning, it is 6:12, 12 minutes after 6 at WCHL. Jim Dean, currently the dean of UNC's Kenan Flagler Business School, will take over as UNC's provost effective July 1st, replacing Bruce Carney, who is returning to the faculty after 4 years in the position. The official announcement was made on Friday after months of searching. Here is Carney.
Jim has proven a very thoughtful and well-organized colleague. He's innovative, and he's knowledgeable in areas I think the university really needs for the future, including operational strategies, organizational strategies, and distance education.
Dean is also a Sarah Graham Keenan Distinguished Scholar and a professor of organizational behavior. Carney thinks he's well-placed to be able to handle the budget, something Carney himself found a challenge during his time as UNC's chief academic officer.
I've learned a lot about the budget in my time here, and I can assure you that astronomy does not necessarily prepare you for this kind of thing.
The UNC Board of Trustees approved the joint recommendation of Chancellor Holden Thorpe and Chancellor-elect Carol Folt.
And, you know, the Chancellor-elect has her own reasons for making these choices, and so I don't want to get into why it is or not, but I'm sure a number of people on campus feel more comfortable knowing that somebody internal is going to be overseeing the academic mission.
Carney explains the search came down to two individuals, Dean and candidate from outside the Carolina staff and administration. Carney is now working with Dean, helping to transition into the provost position. The two will begin meeting this week. Carney says from his own experience, Dean will have a lot to learn. You can hear at WCHL's Aaron Keck's full interview with Dean on our website at chapelboro.com. A bill is now heading off to the State House of Representatives that seeks to repeal the state's water protection rules to lessen pollution and runoff into Jordan Lake, the water source for much of the triangle. It's already passed in the Senate, and local conservation groups are now speaking out against the bill. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
That's pie in the sky. That's magical thinking. There is no other solution for improving the water quality in Jordan Lake except preventing the pollutants from getting into the water.
That's Olga Gerlich. She's the co-chair of the Orange Chatham County Sierra Club. She attended a press conference Friday organized by the state chapter of the Sierra Club to raise awareness about the effects this legislation might have on Jordan Lake. Other groups like Environment North Carolina and the Haw River Assembly were in attendance.
There's also an overload of information, so anything that we can do to let people know what's going on is bound to help wake people up and motivate them to contact their legislators.
Jordan Lake currently provides water to about 250,000 people in our area, and Gerlich says that number will double in the next 10 years. Environmental advocates have argued for years that Jordan Lake has problems with pollution because it's fed by streams and tributaries that carry contaminants from cities. One of the problems is that there is not enough oxygen in the water due to those pollutants. This causes algae blooms, which can kill fish populations and contaminate the lake. She says Jordan Lake is already on the verge of not living up to federal regulations. Sponsors for the bill have said the current rules, which were put into place back in 2009, are costing developers and cities hundreds of thousands of dollars and need to be changed.
I think a lot of the bills have gone through at such a crazy speed without enough consultation.
Gerlich says the rules haven't gone into effect yet and therefore haven't had the time to lessen pollution. She says if these rules are repealed, the situation will get worse. North Carolina Senator Ellie Kinnaird, who represents Orange and Chatham counties, has already spoken out against the bill. She says environmental regulations are being swept aside by the General Assembly. For more information on the bill, you can view this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
There's another environmental concern for local leaders, and that is fracking. It's a controversial subject. We have that story coming up on our bottom of the hour newscast, WCHL. Legislators, advocates, and prosecutors in North Carolina are talking about raising from 16 to 18, the age at which teens can be charged as adults with misdemeanors. Discussions are occurring even as law enforcement authorities say they're seeing more examples of younger people committing violent crimes. WCHL News Time, 6:16. 16 minutes after 6 o'clock, time out for traffic and weather together. And this first traffic report of the morning is brought to you by Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center. From major repairs to simple oil changes for imports, domestics, and hybrids. With four convenient locations in Chapel Hill, Carborough, and Durham, ChapelHillTire.com. Not much happening so far in traffic this morning, but that situation will certainly change a little bit later on. And when it does, you can bet that we have Rachel Nash in the newsroom this morning. She'll be reporting on traffic all morning. We'll let you know. In the meantime, if you spot anything that we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363, and we will in turn pass along the word. Right now, everything is looking good. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Berkeley Grimble and the folks at Berkeley Grimble Jewelers. If you need an engagement ring or a custom piece of jewelry you've been dreaming of, Grimble Jewelers is there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's, and the Village Plaza next to Whole Foods. All right, 64 degrees in Chapel Hill this morning. Partly cloudy, or I should say partly sunny today. Let's be optimistic about this. Going to be a really great day. High today about 85. Tonight partly cloudy with a low in the low 60s. Tomorrow we're looking at mostly sunshine with a high in the upper 80s. Wednesday night, clear, low in the low 60s. Thursday, sunny again. High up close to 90, about 88 degrees. On Thursday night, clear with a low of 65. And then on Friday, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s one more time. Really nice, warm weather pretty much all week long. WCHL, it is 6:18, 18 minutes after 6.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 list.
A winner in the O'Reilly Auto Parts Lots of Loot Sweepstakes. Now through May 28th, you could win a $50, $100, or $1,000 Visa gift card in the daily drawing or $5 instant win prizes and coupons. It's easy to enter and everyone is a winner. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. See O'ReillySweeps.com for official rules and details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What's the best way to transform your next gathering or event? T-shirts, custom-made T-shirts that you design online with Custom Ink. Whether a big game, reunion, charity fundraiser, with Custom Ink, any occasion becomes a memorable event.
Thanks, Custom Ink!
On-time delivery is guaranteed, and we'll even ship your order absolutely free.
Start designing your Custom Ink T-shirts today and see why 99% of our customers say they would order from us again. CustomInk.com.
The category tonight, other stadium innovations. You know what this is about, Paul?
Yes.
I'll tell you, the Atlanta Falcons are building a new football stadium that will include, get ready, vibrating seats.
Got to have
vibrating
them.
Vibrating seats.
Got to have them, yeah.
Really?
Got
vibrating
to.
Seats.
Got to have them.
Yeah.
Got to have them.
And you know that not all of them will be vibrating. This will be just in a special vibrating seat section.
Ah.
So you got to get your season tickets well in advance and indicate vibrating or stationary seat. Vibrating or non-vibrating.
Yes.
And send along your pant size.
Oh.
That and a 100-yard bar. A 100-yard bar. A 100-yard bar.
Because long bar.
A 100-yard bar.
For serving drinks.
That's right, because you just can't get drunk fast enough at the old regular length bars.
That's right.
But that's not all, sports fans. Other stadium innovations. Here we go, number 10. Cup holder holders, number 9. Listen to this. On-field parking. It's about time. Number 8, fully obstructed view seating. Number 7, why not chimpanzee ushers? Number 6, shoulder-launched hot dogs. Number 5, retractable field. Number 4, every seat gets a throw pillow. Number 3, even warmer, flatter beer. Number 2, vibrating condiment pumps. Vibrating condiment pumps. And the number 1 other stadium innovation, valet parking dogs.
Don't forget to join Dave tonight for the best of The Late Show. Dave's guests, Paris Hilton and Atlas Genius. That's tonight on the CBS Television Network. Copyright 2013. Worldwide Pants Incorporated.
David Letterman's Top 10 List every day on WCHL. 6:21. 21 minutes after 6 o'clock. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Harrington Bank. Good morning, I'm Rod Stutz. UNC baseball earned a number 1 national seed in the NCAA tournament. Tar Heels will host Florida Atlantic, Towson, and Canisius in the 2013 NCAA Chapel Hill Regional. It's the first time in program history that Carolina earned the number one overall national seed. Head coach Mike Fox is excited.
Well, a great credit to our players and what they accomplished on the field.
A 64-team tournament field was announced on Monday on ESPNU. The ACC regular season and tournament champion Tar Heels, who are 52-8 on the season, will meet number 4 seed Canisius, 41-15. The Metro Atlantic Athletic Champions at 6 p.m. Friday at Bosch-Emmer Stadium. Also in UNC's 4-team region, number 2 seed Florida Atlantic, a team that comes in with a 39-20 record, the Sun Belt Champions, and number 3 seed Towson, a 29-28 of the year, champions of the Colonial Athletic Conference. Florida Atlantic and Towson meet Friday at 1 o'clock, also at Bosch-Emmer Stadium in the regional opener. UNC has not faced any of these three teams this year. In fact, Carolina and Canisius have only ever met once 55 years ago, so Coach Fox says his staff is already hard at work getting prepared.
We DVR'd probably 500 games throughout the season, anticipating that we're going to play somebody, and sure enough, we found some games on there that we DVR'd the teams that are coming in here.
The Chapel Hill Regional champion will advance to face the winner of the Columbia Regional in the Super Regional round for the right to advance to the College World Series in Omaha. South Carolina is the number 1 seed in that region. Clemson is seeded number 2. UNC and Clemson are among 8 ACC teams to make the field of 64. The others are North Carolina State, Virginia Tech, Georgia Tech, Miami, Florida State, and Virginia. That's a testament to the strength of the conference this year, a strength that was evident in the Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament, which Carolina won in memorable fashion after 2 straight extra-inning marathons on Friday and Saturday nights. The tournament stretched Carolina's pitching staff to the limit this weekend, but Coach Fox says his pitchers will all be ready to go on Friday.
Yeah, they're all fine. They're all, you know, we got plenty of time to recover, and sure none of them needed to pick up a ball today.
Coach Fox says he hasn't yet determined the starting rotation for the NCAAs, but he and his staff will do so before practice gets underway. Tar Heels are 52-27 in NCAA play under Coach Fox and are 17-2 at home in regional play since 2006. All the more reason why the Heels are excited about the number 1 seed, which guarantees home field advantage through the Super Regional. Coach Fox says he's excited to start play on Friday because when the NCAA tournament begins, it's a whole new ball game.
It is different. I mean, you got to ratchet things up a little bit, and but we're so battle tested this season, just, you know, not just with the tournament, but on the road in our league, that I don't think we're going to face anything we haven't faced before. But, you know, anything can happen in the NCAA tournament. Anything can happen in this game.
Carolina's 1-0 all time against Canisius, with the only meeting a 10-5 Carolina win during the 1958 season. Tar Heels are 3-0 against Florida Atlantic, 25-2 all time over Towson. You can hear all of Carolina's games this weekend on 97.9 FM WCHL and streaming live on chapelboro.com. And the USC women's lacrosse team won its first NCAA championship on Sunday night in Villanova, Pennsylvania, defeating number 1, then undefeated Maryland in a triple sudden-death overtime thriller. Fans were there to meet the team yesterday at Bendick Field. WCHL 625. Good morning.
The Osgood File. This is Dave Ross. And for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Is it time to send weapons to the Syrian rebels trying to overthrow Syrian President Bashar al-Assad? The Obama administration wants Assad gone, but the president can't quite bring himself to arm the rebels since their most effective fighters are members of a radical Islamic faction allied with al-Qaeda. Nobody seems to be quite sure who the good guys are, which appears to be why Senator John McCain decided to travel to Syria himself. More after this.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Senator John McCain has argued for some time that we ought to be arming the Syrian rebels.
Iranians are on the ground in Syria,
It's an unfair fight.
And so, during his trip to the World Economic Forum in Jordan, he took a little detour to Turkey and then briefly tiptoed into Syria. CBS's Clarissa Ward.
We spoke to an activist who helped to organize McCain's trip. He told us that the senator met with a handful of rebel leaders, most prominently General Salim Idris, the head of the Free Syrian Army. We're told that they discussed Islamic extremism and also Hezbollah, and that the senator was inside Syria for just about an hour.
She reports the rebels have been hoping to make their case in person for some time now.
The Assad government has really made some significant gains in the past few weeks, and that momentum, if you like, is really on their side at the moment. So perhaps Senator McCain is trying to push for some decisive action and bring about a swifter end to this conflict, though, of course, there's no real evidence yet that arming the rebels would, in fact, achieve that goal.
The European Union has decided to lift the arms embargo on the Syrian opposition after June 1st. And between that and Senator McCain's visit, it's looking like there will be even more pressure on the U.S. to do the same. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.
Harrington Bank, do you think green? No, not that kind of green, sustainability green. At Harrington Bank, we're the first bank in the nation to earn Green Plus certification. And the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce has just selected us Sustainable Business of the Year. For Harrington Bank, going green is a smart business decision that strengthens our local economy, environment, and community. Stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
When the weather is fine, the garden and patio at Glass Half Full Restaurant, Wine Bar, and Wine Shop in downtown Carrboro is the place to be. Meet your friends for a delicious lunch amid fragrant spring flowers, or enjoy dinner in a bottle of wine or the perfect cocktail on a warm, moonlit Carolina night. Find contemporary American cooking, intriguing wines from around the world, both on the Glass Half Full patio, the place to be in Carrboro any time of day. Glass Half Full, the optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop. I moved here a few years ago and discovered UNC Family Medicine. I love that the doctors are up to date on the latest medical developments. I love the easy parking. And most of all, I love that my husband and my kids also go to UNC Family Medicine. The reassurance of knowing they are available by email or by phone, plus the knowledge they are among the best family medicine departments in the country, means I have peace of mind about our health care.
Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Carolina Air Conditioning Company. It's 72% off, $140 for a summer air conditioning checkup, available now for $39. What would you do if your conditioning unit crashed during the blistering Carolina summer? With today's deal, the professional contractors from Carolina Air Conditioning will perform a 5-star, 26-point heating and cooling checkup and give you the peace of mind you need. It's 72% off from Carolina Air Conditioning Company. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Wake up every morning with one of Chapel Hill's leading action adults, Ron Stutz and Big News. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Good morning. It's 6:30 at WCHL. The bottom of the hour, we always take a look at your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather. And this report brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving the best-tasting fountain drinks in town. Made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees with a great chewy ice, guaranteed to tastes great. Cruisers, good to go. It is 64 degrees right now. Partly sunny today. High today about 85. Tonight partly cloudy with a low in the low 60s. Tomorrow mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. So a little warmer tomorrow. Tomorrow night clear with a low of 62. And then on Thursday, another day with the highs in the upper 80s and a lot of sunshine. Thursday night clear with a low of 65. And then on Friday, one more time, sunny with a high in the upper 80s. Warm weather is going to be with us for a while.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happened. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
We're losing lives every day. We just cannot wait anymore.
A leader of one of Syria's rebel groups, CBS Foreign Affairs analyst Pam Falk says they got a surprise visit from Senator John McCain.
They want a no-fly zone, they want arms, and they're the moderate opposition. And so his idea was to, he was on a trip to Turkey, go to Syria and facilitated a group of meetings with the different opposition groups.
Rebels could get weapons from the European Union. Al Jazeera English's Peter Sharp says the EU lifted its arms embargo on the Syrian opposition.
The foreign ministers agreed to renew sanctions against Syria, but crucially left open the door for weapons shipments to the Syrian opposition by individual member states if preconditions are met.
The uprising against President Bashar Assad began more than 2 years ago. The civil war has killed at least 70,000. CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Morning, it is 6:32, 28 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL, 64 degrees. A lot of sunshine today. Look for a high today of about 85, so rather warm. Yesterday, of course, was Memorial Day, and the community took a pause to celebrate Memorial Day on Monday. But one tribute took a slightly different approach from the normal traditions. The Orange County Peace Coalition hosted the event called Veterans and Victims of War, Past, Present, and Future. On the Carborough Town Commons, here's Carborough Mayor Mark Chulton, who read a proclamation during yesterday's ceremony.
It's a little bit of an unusual Memorial Day event, but we're hoping to speak to the memory of and remember all those who've suffered in wars in the past.
Jan Broughton of the Peace Coalition says it's an annual event going on for about 10 years now. She says it's not meant to take focus away from veterans, but rather to raise awareness for world peace.
It just is something that seems to bring the community together and also reminds us what it takes to keep our country free.
Yesterday's ceremony featured poetry readings from community members in addition to vocal performances from the Raging Grannies.
There are many more people affected by war than just the veterans. We have to honor them as well as the civilians who have been killed in these wars.
Jan Broughton says it was also a chance to remember the 30th anniversary of the end of the war in Vietnam.
In these times, we're so much more ambivalent about the wars, so it's difficult to be as positive in our thoughts, but we have to try to persuade others that we need to search for peace rather than war.
If you'd like more information of the Orange County Peace Coalition, you can view this story on our website at chapelboro.com. The community has a chance tonight to participate in a discussion about the controversial subject of fracking in North Carolina. It's happening at 7 o'clock at the Sly Grange Hall off North Carolina 57 in northern Orange County. Here is Bonnie Hauser, president of the Orange County Voice, the group that organized this discussion.
This event is a chance for people to get the facts.
Last year, hydraulic fracturing, otherwise known as fracking, was formally legalized in our state. Since then, the North Carolina Mining and Energy Commission has been charged with creating regulations for the procedure.
It's easy for us all to jump on the anti-fracking advocacy. There's a lot of reasons and there's a lot of concerns, especially with risks to water quality.
Dr. Rob Jackson of Duke University will lead the discussion tonight. He's a professor of global environmental and the director of the Duke Center for Global Change.
Dr. Jackson and his group have been studying fracking sites all over the country, and they've been working with the U.S. Geological Society. And so they have the facts, and they can tell us what's really going on. And it's a chance for people who might not be engaged in the discussion to engage.
Hauser says the goal is not to tell people what their opinion on fracking ought to be, but rather to explain the basics of the complex topic. Hauser says there will be a question and answer session following Jackson's talk. If you'd like more information, you can view this story on our website at chapelboro.com. And once again, that happens tonight at the Sly Grange Hall in northern Orange County, and it starts at 7 o'clock. Outgoing UNC Chancellor Holden Thorpe is welcoming Orange County leaders to his home for dinner tonight. Carborough Mayor Mark Chulton is going. He says it's a goodbye dinner of sorts, but also a time to just talk. Here's Mayor Chulton.
Basically just as a social occasion, kind of an opportunity to say thanks for working together over the last several years in leading our community.
Chilton says other attendees will include Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith and Chair of the Orange County Commissioners, Barry Jacobs. He says Thorpe has been a committed community member during and also before his time as chancellor. During his 5 years at the helm for Carolina, Chilton says Thorpe has successfully built collaborative efforts between the university and local governments in the area.
I think it's partly who Holden Thorpe is as a person, but it's also partly the fact that, you know, he was a member of our community from before he was chancellor. So he's been a resident of this area for a long time, went to Carolina as an undergrad.
Thorpe is departing Chapel Hill to take on a new position as provost at the University of Washington in St. Louis. Dr. Carol Folt, who currently serves as interim president of Dartmouth College, will officially assume the chancellorship on July 1st. And now, news around town this morning. The Ronald McDonald House of Chapel Hill is celebrating a milestone early this month, holding a birthday celebration to mark 25 years in operation, providing housing for the families of children receiving care at local hospitals. Since it opened 25 years ago, the Chapel Hill Ronald McDonald House has served more than 34,000 families, providing more than $7 million in housing and food. A New York theater ensemble called The Team is in Chapel Hill this week, developing a new performance piece in residence with Playmakers Repertory Company. The piece will actually be a year-long project in which each of the five members in the ensemble will commit to learning a new skill, anything from a new language to a new instrument. Tomorrow night at 7:30, they will present their work in progress at Fry Rehearsal Hall in UNC Center for Dramatic Arts on Country Club Road. It's free and open to the public, but you can reserve seats in advance by calling Playmakers. That number is 919-962-7529. If you didn't get that number, don't worry. We have it on our website. Go to the News Around Town link and get it there, chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 6:38, 22 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. Kristen Smith has today's commentary on the way next.
If you're looking for the kind of primary care you deserve, join the all-new Duke Integrative Primary Care Practice. For a modest annual fee, you will have expert physicians who give you all the time you need to discuss all the health concerns you have, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. To learn more or attend a free information session, visit DukeIntegrativeMedicine.org. Duke Integrative Primary Care, transforming your health and your life. Only minutes from Chapel Hill, open to all and now accepting insurance.
When you think of Harrington Bank, do you think green? No, not that kind of green, sustainability green. At Harrington Bank, we're the first bank in the nation to earn Green Plus certification. And the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce has just selected us Sustainable Business of the Year. For Harrington Bank, going green is a smart business decision that strengthens our local economy, environment, and community. Stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Hello, this is Tony Hall, real estate broker at Tony Hall & Associates. Experience really counts when you hire a broker to sell your most valuable possession, your house. I've been selling homes in Chapel Hill for over 27 years. With this experience under my belt, I am able to get your home sold for the most money and in less time. Contact me today, 919-933-8500 or TonyHallAssociates.com. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
Have you noticed ads recently from other jewelry stores trying to sound like Diamonds Direct? Promoting a huge selection of diamonds straight from the cutters, huge buying power, and designer engagement rings. Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, I suppose. But listen, it's not about the ads. It's about what happens in the store. And the truth is, nobody can compete with Diamonds Direct. The diamond selection is up to 20 times what you find elsewhere. And the diamonds are not on a computer screen. They're real, right in front of you, as many as you like, so you can buy smart. And while others promise to match prices, Diamonds Direct guarantees to beat anybody's price, not just here, but anywhere in America on a comparable diamond. And let me assure you, nobody can come close to Diamonds Direct in world connections, expert guidance, diamond education, product warranties, and customer guarantees. Yeah, the ads may be similar, but the experience is still worlds apart. Diamonds Direct Crabtree, North Carolina's direct diamond importer, on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Florence.
Roy Williams, and thanks, Ron Stutz. You've done a great job of waking everybody up in Chapel Hill and Carrboro for 35 years. After you wake them up, you've probably put them to sleep again, but congratulations.
641, 19 minutes until 7 o'clock. WCHL, good morning.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Kristen Smith. In recent discussions at the municipal level, there's been a lot of talk about community engagement and citizen input. How do we gather it? How do we incorporate it? And I worry that the first response seems to be, let's create a steering committee, or we should host a public information meeting. But the key question, I think, needs to be, how do we engage more citizens without more meetings and more committees? Why am I asking this? Because most of the current meetings and the current committees are leaving a lot of people out of the conversation. A recent meeting intended to bring folks together to discuss the planning around an important crossroads was 4 hours on a Saturday. There were significant issues to debate and key plans to update. However, it's a luxury to have that kind of time to spare. What happens to the parents that need to shuttle their kids, the people that need to care for aging parents, or the folks that work a second job on the weekend? When do they get to weigh in? Here's two ideas, and they're not new ones. We have access to incredible technology tools that can help include a broader audience. Let's think about how we can use Skype or SurveyMonkey to allow folks to express their opinion on these decisions at a time that fits with their schedule. Many of the exercises at the meeting I mentioned before could easily be made into an online survey, and I tried tweeting photos of the plan so other citizens could say what they liked. We keep on creating separate meetings that require folks to carve time out of their schedule to attend. What if we try to catch people where they are? The town of Chapel Hill has tried to do this by hosting sessions at University Mall to catch shoppers or disseminate information with a notice on trash cans. What if the aforementioned meeting was held when the library was open and we invited library patrons, young and old, to give their 2 cents after they check out their books? I applaud and I'm grateful for those who plan and participate in current efforts, but we'll get more ideas and a better product if we learn how to invite more people to the table by putting that table online or maybe even bringing the table to them. This is Kristen Smith.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
All day and all night, 97.9 FM, WCHL is your source for breaking news, up-to-the-minute weather, and all kinds of information on our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, and instantly live streaming on chapelboro.com. There's an app for that. Now, back to Ron Stutz.
Inside Carolina Athletics, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Heading into the NCAA baseball tournament, the Tar Heels got some good news, whether it was altogether expected or not, who's to say, but the head coach of the Tar Heels, Mike Fox, is happy with the number one overall seed in this upcoming NCAA baseball tournament.
Yeah, it's a great credit to our players and the season that they have and that they've had to date. And, you know, we're excited about, hosting another regional and then having a chance to, continue our season.
Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent wants to make sure your family can recover quickly if disaster strikes. So have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency kit and disaster plan so your family experiences little disruption.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice independent insurance agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Coach, you take on Canisius in your first game. It's a team that a lot of folks might not be familiar with, but you are, and your coaching staff, quickly garnering information.
Well, we have been doing a scouting report today, and we'll know a lot about them before we play them on Friday. And they got 40-plus wins, and they got a good pitcher throwing against us, so it'll be a great challenge for us.
So the Tar Heels open up NCAA play in Bochimer Stadium at 6 o'clock on Friday. The opponent will be Canisius, 41-15, and the Metro Atlantic champions. Bochimer Stadium will also host Florida Atlantic and Towson. The Chapel Hill Regional champion will advance to face the winner of the Columbia Regional in the Super Regional round for the right to advance to the College World Series in Omaha, Nebraska.
Inside Carolina.
Carolina Athletics has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Inside Carolina Athletics, WCHL. Good morning. It is 6:46, 14 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. We're so excited about Carolina baseball team opening play in its own regional coming up this weekend. Carolina has earned the number one national seed in the NCAA tournament. Tar Heels hope to get back to the College World Series again and at the end of the season in Omaha. That's where it takes place. And hopefully a lot of good baseball to be played between now and then. And we will follow them all the way. We'll have the game for you right here on WCHL whenever Carolina is playing. Congratulations to the Tar Heels, regular season champions, Atlantic Coast Conference tournament champions, and just an outstanding season all the way around. Coming up on WCHL, we have a look at your traffic and weather together. We have celebrity birthdays, Freddie Kaker's trivia quiz, and today is Rock and Roll Tuesday. And today is WCHL Hometown Hero. All on the way.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
My name is Jeff Kennedy. I've been practicing dentistry in Chapel Hill since 1984. And one of the dentists at the Kennedy Dental Group, along with Dr. Dick Wagner and Leland Webb. In our office, we're thinking about what is unique and where our philosophy falls. And we came up with the term of practical dentistry. That's what we feel like we try to practice each day. It's based on the notion that we want all of our patients first and foremost to be healthy and then to keep them healthy. You know, one of the things we try to consider when we see patients, even on routine exams, is to look for things like oral cancers or any kind of non-complaint issues. In fact, each year about 40,000 people in the United States are diagnosed with either oral cancer or pharyngeal cancers, and it's a real tragedy because most of those cancers are not particularly hard to treat, but they tend to be discovered too late. Right now we're up on the west end of Franklin Street, but we knew that there was a change in store, and when the old WCHL building was on the market, just felt like it was meant to be. It's directly across the street from Eastgate Shopping Center. They can look us up at kennedydentalgroup.com. They can call our office number at 919-967-9291.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insights.
Bring the kids, welcome your neighbors, and leave the work week behind. Hi, this is Michelle at the Carolina Inn inviting you to join us for Fridays on the Front Porch every Friday starting at 5 p.m. Fridays on the Front Porch provides the perfect atmosphere for kicking back, relaxing, and getting a jump start on the weekend. Enjoy great food, live music, and fun times under the shady oaks and magnolia trees. There's no cover charge and no reservations to attend. For more information, visit carolinainn.com.
You wouldn't start a home repair project without the right tools, and if you're starting your own business, the right tools are essential to success. At the UPS store, we have a small business startup toolkit that includes a private mailbox, packing services, flyers, brochures, business cards, and more. What's in your small business toolkit? Ask about our small business startup toolkit today at the UPS stores. We love small business, and we love logistics.
The UPS stores at Meadowmont, Chapel Hill North, and on Fordham Boulevard, next to the Chapel Hill University Inn.
Now hear this. Performance BMW is hosting their annual BMW Certified Pre-Owned Spring Sales Event.
Wow!
It's sure to excite thrill seekers everywhere.
I want performance.
The road is calling, and right now at the BMW Certified Pre-Owned Spring Sales Event, you can get exceptional offers, such as financing as low as 0.9% for up to an unbelievable 60 months on many certified pre-owned models. Performance BMW is well known for the promise and the wow. The promise is your guarantee you'll always receive extraordinary service from expertly trained people, all for a superb value. Visit their virtual showroom at PerformanceBMWChapelHill.com, where you can also read customer comments about their award-winning service.
Finance with approved credit through BMW FS on select models for specified terms. See dealer for details. Take delivery by May 31st, 2013.
Certified pre-owned BMWs come with a protection plan for up to 6 years or 100,000 miles from the original purchase date. BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 Center of Excellence and Volume Leader.
Wow!
Time again for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by Glass Half Full, the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop. Right in the heart of downtown Carborough. Good food, fine wine, and lots of fun, too. Online at glasshalffullcarborough.com. Well, once again, Rand Northam is away honeymooning or whatever, and Rachel Nash is substituting this morning. How are you?
I'm good, and Rand is very good this morning as he's in Cancun right now enjoying that honeymoon.
Exactly. It's something else. I didn't want to get into that because I'm envious. I'm sure he's going to have a good time and some good time off, too. So
yeah, well deserved, definitely. Yeah,
absolutely. Well, what's happening on our roads this morning?
Well, the good news is nothing to report right now. I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway all moving smoothly at this time. But if you do see something throughout your morning commute, you can call me in the newsroom at 919-967-8363 to report a problem or tweet us at WCHL. But if you do tweet us, we ask that you do it safely.
I had a feeling you were going to say that very thing.
Always encouraging safety here at WCHL.
Oh, exactly right. Safety first, always. Listen, thanks much. We'll talk to you again around 7:15.
Sounds great.
It is time now for WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, and the weather forecast looks pretty darn good. Brought to you by USA Flooring, now offering smart carpet made from sustainable materials, soft, durable, with a lifetime stain warranty. USA Flooring, 3612 Durham Chapel Hill Boulevard. If it goes on your floors, it's in their stores. It is 64 degrees right now. Partly sunny today, high today about 85. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the low 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. And then on Thursday, more of the same, high in the upper 80s. On Friday, we'll be in the upper 80s one more time. And even on Saturday, high in the upper 80s. Sunday, high in the middle 80s. So a veritable chill down on Sunday. But boy, really warm weather coming up here. Time now for Celebrity Birthdays on WCHL, brought to you by the UPS stores on Portland Boulevard and at Metamont in Chapel Hill. And let's take a look at some celebrities celebrating today. Actress Carol Baker is 82 years old today. Producer-director Irwin Winkler is 82. Actor John Carlin, 80. Basketball Hall of Famer Jerry West turned 75 today. Actress Beth Howland, 72. Former New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani is 69. Singer Gladys Knight is 69. Actress-director Sandra Locke, 69. Singer Billy Vera, 69. John Fogerty of Creedence Clearwater Revival fame is 68 years old today. U.S. Representative Mark Sanford from South Carolina, 53. Yeah. Actress Kristen Miller is 49 years old today. Actor Justin Kirk turns 44. Television personality Elizabeth Hasselbeck from The View is 36 years old today. Actor Jesse Bradford is 34. Actress Monica Keena, 34. Singer Colby Calais is 28. And actor Kerry Mulligan is 28. Got some local celebrities celebrating birthdays. Sandra Batista, Tavares Baxter, Aaron Bednar, Marie Donahue, Tiffany Estes, Andrew Ferguson, Kate Giddis, John Godwin, Jessica Hamm, Heather Jones, Diane Joyle, Tanya Poston, Judy Scott, Tess Sharp, Mindy Soli, all celebrating birthdays today. And Ellen Perry is our birthday winner. Ellen Perry is going to get a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores at Metamont and also on Fordham Boulevard. Congratulations, Ellen. All right, time now to get a little interesting this morning. Rock and Roll Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL. About to play some rock and roll.
Johnny was born in a crossfire hurricane.
How you doing, man?
That's good. All right, folks, when I come in, it's Rock and Roll Tuesday. There's kind of an added step, added little pop. There's a little, he's got a little giddy up in the in his hitch.
Well, last week on Rock and Roll Tuesday, you had a question about Edgar Winter.
Yeah.
Johnny's brother.
Yeah. Are they twins? No, they're just brothers.
Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Instrumental.
Today we're doing number one hits.
All right. Let's see if everybody knows this one.
Yeah. Now, folks, I'm going to tell you right now, this is an easy one.
Oh, really?
That's why I'm going to make it a little tough. Okay?
It's an easy one, so that's why we're going to make it a little tough.
Kind of like a Yogi Berra thing.
What the heck does that
mean? It's a Yogi Berra.
Right.
Are the shadows long out there in the left field, Yogi? Yeah, it gets laid out there early.
That's right. Nobody goes there anymore. It's too crowded.
Why don't you got to toot shore anymore in New York? Nobody goes there. It's too crowded.
If you see a fork in the road, take it.
Yes. I want everybody to line up alphabetically by height. That was Casey Stengel.
Yeah, I know. All right. Don't get your Yankees mixed up.
All right, here we go.
Tomorrow, the 29th of May. The 29th of May, tomorrow, yeah. 1965. Mm-hmm. This tune that Ron is about to play on a label that swirled orange and yellow was the number one song in America to win the $10 gift certificate to Cruisers, where you're
good to go.
You've got to name the tune, the artist, and the label.
Hmm.
All right.
It sounds good.
All right, you got it?
Well,
got
that
it?
Is tough. You're making it tougher.
Well, no. This is, I think everybody should get this. But you got it? Here,
Okay.
See?
All right, well, I'm not looking at it. So.
Turn it over. You got the B side.
All right. Okay. I got it on the right side now?
Yeah, you're good.
All right, here we go. I'm going to drop the needle.
Watching that orange and yellow swirl.
All right, everybody listen carefully.
Here we go.
I'm going to do the same thing. And personally, I can't wait to find out what this is.
Well, since you put me down, I've been hard to put in my head.
Ah, Freddie, come on, man. That's easy. All right, that's all you get. Everybody ought to be able to figure that one out. What's the name of the song? What's the name of the artist? And what is the label it was recorded on?
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Barbara Reimer is Dean of UNC's Gilling School of Public Health, and she recently received the American Cancer Society's Medal of Honor for outstanding contributions to fighting cancer.
I was really humbled. I mean, humbled in an almost, to be honest, embarrassed way. I'm proud of what I've done, and I hope I've contributed, but it wasn't anything that was ever on my radar screen.
Dean Barbara Reimer is today's WCHL hometown hero.
Most of my focus now is really on training the next generation of people and hiring faculty, but I do get to spend some time on the University Cancer Research Fund, which is about improving cancer in North Carolina especially. And so I'm really excited about that. I was one of the first people who started thinking about ways to increase women's use of mammography without it being totally dependent on physicians giving all the messages. A number of years ago, more than 20, we started using telephone as a way to reach women with brief messages and other kinds of technique to get to women directly. With physician support, those were effective interventions. And I didn't want to stop there. I wanted to keep going to try to get those interventions adopted into practice. And so I worked with the American Cancer Society, Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina, and several other organizations. Because a lot of us in universities, we're really good at doing original research and coming up with the latest and the greatest, but then we often fail to get our discoveries into practice.
Barbara Reimer says there's no place else she'd rather be.
It's amazing. It's a mecca, and we're making progress.
As the Gilling School of Global Public Health Dean.
I don't talk about my work that much. I try to talk most about the people who are here, and that's what's really important to me. I'm an advocate for them, and it's easy to be an advocate for the people here because they're just incredibly good at what they do. One of the things that distinguishes this whole university community is people believe in the public university and in contributing and making a difference.
When it comes to staying healthy, Barbara practices what she preaches.
I really do believe that we in public health should practice what we preach. So yeah, you'll find me at the gym every morning at 5:20. In fact, my husband and I ended up moving to Meadowmont. Part of the reason was because of the Wellness Center, which I just think is one of the best places in the entire world.
Not only do you talk the talk, but you walk the walk.
I really do. I'm very grateful, and I'm really lucky to be able to do work I love.
Well, this is a small measure of recognition after this national award, which is so prestigious, but congratulations on becoming a WCHL hometown hero.
Thank you so much.
Dean Barbara Reimer at UNC, today's honoree.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Congratulations, Gary Ruccuso, who knew the name of that song. It's Help Me Rhonda from the Beach Boys, and it was on Capitol Records.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
7 o'clock.
Add it up for